Hello everyone, I'm Fathi Ben Issa bringing you a roundup of today's main topics. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Israeli forces which pulled out from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza did so to prepare for future operations, including in Rafah. Khan Yunis has been the site of intense Israeli attacks for months, including multiple raids which killed patients, medical staff, and volunteers at Al Amal and Nasser hospitals. A total solar eclipse is expected to be visible in North America on Monday. It can be seen from Mexico's Pacific coast before skies darken over Texas and 14 other US states. It will then wrap up over parts of northeastern Canada. The celestial event occurs when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, totally blocking the face of the sun. Temperatures will rise to over 41 degrees across the UAE during Eid al-Fitr holidays, according to forecasts. Light rain is also predicted in several parts of the country this week, including Abu Dhabi and Dubai. The exact starting date of Eid will be decided on Monday night by the UAE's Moon Sighting Committee. And finally, Abu Dhabi is set for a Saudi Super Cup blockbuster night on Monday. Ronaldo will take center stage as Al Nassr face record-breaking Al Hilal at Mohammed bin Zayed Stadium. The match will start at 11:30 p.m. Before that, the other semi-final will be contested by Al Ittihad and Al Wahda just down the road at Al Nahyan Stadium. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.